Hello and welcome. I'm Daniel.
I'm Andrew, and we're brothers, and this is The Dale and Andrew Show.
Well, we give our opinions about movies and TV and fourth animated movies about a panda that does kung fu that we've been watching lately. So, Andrew, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I am good. Do anything fun this week?
No, not really. Just same old. What about you?
Yeah, pretty much. Just working and stuff. I rented out the movie theater room in my apartment complex to watch the Oscars by myself.
Nice.
No one wanted to watch it. So, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, if we're still in this apartment next year, I probably won't be doing that again because that is now the second time I've done that. This year is probably just because I thought it was pretty predictable and wasn't interested in what was winning. So it's probably why. Did you watch anything interesting?
I've been watching a show called The Warrior. I might have mentioned it before, but I would have just started it. It was an HBO exclusive thing, and I think it's been over for a long time. And they have it on Netflix, and I've been watching it. And it's pretty good. It probably gets canceled. Kind of reminds me of like Deadwood or something. You know, it was really good, but they don't have enough viewers, and they canceled it. I'm assuming that's probably what happened to it. I don't want to search up why it only has three seasons, because it'll be like, you're probably wondering why this person died, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Here's why there's no season three.
Well, to be fair, I mean, three seasons is pretty good. Some shows are good, don't even make it to season two. So,
That's true. Yeah.
Probably lucky you got three seasons out of it, if anything.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll end in like a cliffhanger sort of thing, but even if it does, I did enjoy, you know, the road here. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah, it does suck when a show is good, just ends like before, you know, the final. I mean, there's shows that I like that cancel it for the last season, so. Anywho, well, that's good. Anything else?
Also watched Nobody again.
Oh yeah, like that movie, I guess.
No, I mean I do, but I'm wanting to watch a movie, and I don't know. I was just tired of looking, and she was like, "This looks interesting enough." And I was like, "Okay."
Did she like it?
It. I mean, I think she's seen movies like it, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, cool.
She watched the whole thing, so...
Yeah, couldn't have hated it.
Yeah.
Would have turned it off if didn't like it. Cool. All right.
Did you watch anything?
I don't think so. I'm racking my brain. I mean, I work quite a bit. I just kind of do my thing. Let me think. Yeah, I just kind of, you know, get up late and hang out for a little bit and then go to work and then it's late and I don't really do too much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been watching YouTube. I mean, I feel like I watch YouTube a lot more. And I'm just tending to do YouTube or play video games. I mean, the new wrestling game came out. I've been playing that quite a bit. We've been playing the finals
I think Battlefront comes out tonight.
Battlefront
might be tomorrow, but you know, like midnight release sort of thing.
Yeah, we'll probably play that. So I've been playing more video games, if anything. I haven't been watching as much. I mean, I watched a whole bunch leading up to the Oscars. Okay. I did watch something. Did I talk to you about Robot Dreams? I don't think I did. Okay, so it was nominated for Best Animated Feature at the Oscars. I usually watch all of those. I didn't watch Nimona this year. It was the only one I didn't watch. So I watched Robot Dreams. So this, it's animated, and it's almost completely silent. I mean, there's music and you know, like sound effects and like people going like, oh, you know, no like talking. So there is, so it's a world that it's, humans, there's no humans. They're like animals. So it's a dog and then he gets a robot and then it becomes like his companion, like a dog would be for a human. And the beginning of the movie, he's, you know, having a good time with the robot. And the song that they pick to have a good through line of the movie is September, Earth, Wind, and Fire song, September. So I get to hear that song a lot. So that's a good song. And they also use it as a passage of time. So they go to the beach and it's September. And then the robot runs out of battery, and so the dog has to leave the robot on the beach, and then he tries to come back for the robot, but the beach is closed for the season. So then he's just, you know, they're going through the rest of the year and into the new year, and he doesn't, can't get back to the robot, and then the robot is just sitting on the beach. And then the robot has dreams, and then you see the dreams or whatever. And then he tries to come back for the robot the summer the next year.
Okay.
I don't know. It was a weird movie. But I liked it. I thought it was a pretty cute movie. And I got
to, like, it should have been a short or something.
I mean, it was only like an hour 20 or something. It wasn't even like a super long movie. And that song is pretty awesome. So got to hear that song a bunch.
Okay. Love
whatever.
This movie because September played the whole time.
I mean, I think this was a better animated movie than the animated movie we're going to talk about today. It is a little weird and, you know, but I would give that movie like a 7.5, like an 8.
Okay.
I mean, anybody can watch it. I think it's like a Spanish film. That's why it's not, I think they didn't do any dialogue. So yeah.
Gotcha. But
I think it was well done for basically being a silent movie. So I would say check it out. It's probably beyond streaming. All right. So, I think that's everything. You want to get into some news?
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. Let's talk about things that I think no one, like, you're not going to care about too much. We get it out of the way. So, Neve Campbell is now back for Scream 7 after leaving the previous one for not paying her enough money. But they've lost both of their stars in Jenna Ortega and Melissa Barrera for different reasons. So Neve Campbell's going to come back to Scream because they need somebody to be the lead of the movie.
Yeah, we definitely were right. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Was whatever. We got a lot of news about sequels, happening this week. Batman, The Batman 2 got pushed from October of 2025 to October 2026.
They pushed it back a full year, so, and they probably haven't even gotten it, like, weren't even. They
must have not built. Doing anything on it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think probably the strikes and stuff probably didn't help. So that got pushed back. I mean, I liked the first The Batman. I thought it was a pretty good Batman movie, if not the best Batman movie. You know, people like The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight is better.
I think it is better, but it's not better because of The Batman. It's better because of Joker. Mm,
it's better because I can see what's on the screen.
No, well, sorry. Open your eyes next time, I guess.
No, I didn't.
Anyway, I am definitely curious to... It's weird that I'd be excited for a Batman movie, so I'm definitely curious to see what they would do with another one that would probably give them, you know, a bigger budget and stuff. But, I mean, that last one was pretty good, so...
They won't be able to see it.
Yeah. You just got to open your eyes.
Words and lighting.
Yeah, I think they can. Now back to a movie I don't really care about. Venom 3 has moved up.
Oh my gosh.
From November to October.
I don't even understand.
I didn't even think that movie was going to come out because they like kind of said, hey, it's happening. And then I was like, it is? It's coming out in October and from November, and it's called Venom The Last Dance, which I'm pretty sure isn't that the documentary that about Michael Jordan was called The Last Dance? It's kind of a weird title there.
Okay. Who cares? No one cares about this movie. No one asked for this movie. I don't know why they're making it. I guess it must make some amount of money because they keep making them.
I mean, they're making a third one. I don't know why they make any non-Spider-Man having Spider-Man movies. I understand
Venom because Venom is very popular, but they've all been bad. But I hear nothing but bad things about them. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big Tom Hardy fan, so it's kind of a double whammy for me. With his really goofy accent, where he's like in San Francisco, but he's like does a Brooklyn accent. So, I don't know, whatever. Juno Temple and Chiwetel Ejiofor is going to be in it. I don't think either of them were in the other ones. So you got the guy from Doctor Strange Mordo, who was supposed to come back and do something and didn't do anything. So maybe I'll do something in Venom. All right. So The Accountant is coming back. Accountant number 2. That's going to be on Amazon.
That was a great movie.
Amazon Prime. And the whole cast pretty much is back if they hadn't died in the first one. So,
I mean, there was only like, there's only one guy. Like, what?
I mean, Ben Affleck, John Bernthal is going to be in it.
I guess he was. Okay. There was the lady too.
J.K. Simmons.
Tap your cups, lady.
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember if I saw that she was coming back or not.
Well, it's weird that J.K. Simmons is coming back because I thought he. Oh, maybe he got promoted. Maybe he didn't retire. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, he is the director is coming back and everything. The writer's coming back. So, I mean.
Good. I'm excited. I mean, I think, I don't know how much success it got, but I mean, I expect this a lot sooner.
Yeah, well, that movie came out in 2016.
Yeah.
So, this director directed the movie Miracle, directed Warrior, Jane Got a Gun, which
didn't do anything. The Accountant did reasonably well, and then the last thing he's directed was The Way Back, which is another Ben Affleck movie. So, I mean, we'll see. It's going to be on Amazon. It's not even a theater release, so we'll see.
If everyone's coming back for it, I feel like Amazon just probably paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah, they'll probably have a small release or whatever type.
Yeah, like a week or something. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then Mario 2, Super Mario, the movie 2, will be coming out in 2026. So, be 4 years after the first one, right? Or did it come out last year?
They came out last year.
Okay, so 3 years. Okay, well, that's a normal amount of time then. I was going to say that seems like a long time, but they probably went to work on it the second it made $1 billion. I mean, Nintendo had a direct on March 10th. I guess that's Mario Day there. So,
I don't think it's going to do as good as this first one did, for sure.
Really? Because
I think that was more of a flash in the pan, nothing to compete against, and it wasn't that great like a story or anything. It was just like Mario stuff. So
I don't know if I'd say it had nothing to compete against. There was lots of stuff that came out in around the spring last year. I mean, John Wick, and I mean, I guess nothing like Kitty.
No, like, yeah, exactly. That was like the only family movie to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could pencil it in for it doing pretty good.
I don't think it's going to do $1 billion.
Like $1.5 billion, but maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I would be more excited if the last one was like spectacular, but it was decent. So yeah. All right. Let's see. Is that everything I got here for things coming out certain times? Sequels that we won't have are apparently Ant-Man 4, Captain Marvel 3, and Eternals 2 are all dead. Looks like Marvel is not gonna give them any top lining movies, at least for the foreseeable future. They're not in development.
I think that's wise. Yeah, I mean, the only one I'm slightly sad about is Ant-Man, but I mean, that last movie wasn't, you know, the greatest.
Yeah.
Definitely not solid. And the whole, what's the villain's name in that movie? Yeah, he just kind of has been ruined a lot of stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Suppose they could just recast him, but yeah.
Yeah, well, they got rid of the title for the next one. It was going to be called The King Dynasty. It's not even called that anymore. So they're probably just going to literally ditch the character, which is crazy. But
the other two, you know, that made perfect sense. So
I would say that I thought Eternals was a good movie. I don't care that people didn't like it. I thought it was good.
I understand that you liked it, but if the majority of people didn't like it, I don't see why.
Just pretend a head and a giant hand coming out of the earth didn't exist.
They already do that.
They made it like there was like going to be big implications. They didn't do anything. They haven't even talked about it, much less.
Yep.
Oh, well, I think there's lots of good characters in the Eternals that they could have used elsewhere. I guess hopefully they still do that. Maybe they're just not have another movie for them.
I will say one of the only things they did right in that movie is they have a super speed girl who's just essentially Flash.
Yeah.
And that is the best version of Flash I have like ever seen combat-wise.
Yeah, the best looking super speed I've ever seen in a movie, and that's what I liked about that movie. There was lots of things like that in that movie that I was like, wow, this is good. Where is this? I thought, I mean, I like Angelina Jolie. It's a good choice for a character like she played. I mean, the speedster girl. I thought Barry Keoghan, who's been in the news for his dong recently, but in that Saltburn movie, that was, I mean, he was good in that. There's lots of good parts about that movie, and there was some bad parts, but I thought it was a pretty good movie. So that was the only one. I mean, Ant-Man 4 doesn't surprise me, and Captain Marvel 3, I mean, that's not surprising either.
That was easily writing on the walls, and they should have never even made the second one.
All right, so we're gonna get back to some Marvel quote unquote news in a second. Ari Aster, the guy who directed Hereditary, Midsommar, and recently Bo is Afraid, has a new movie coming out. And he cast Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone, Austin Butler, and Pedro Pascal. And this movie is going to be called Eddington. And it apparently is a Western comedy, drama, horror is what it is, the genres that it says. That sounds super weird.
Like a hit movie right there. What are you talking about?
I mean, I think the only one, I don't think Emma Stone's been in a Western, but Joaquin Phoenix, Austin Butler, and Pedro Pascal have all been in Westerns.
A bunch of famous people, so.
I know, but I mean, it seems like that sounds like an interesting grouping of people to be in a weird movie. I mean, Emma Stone, hot off an Oscar win, is making a lot of movies, and I'm sure she will get more movies. She just won an Oscar for Poor Things, and the next movie from that director with her in it is coming out this summer. Literally, I mean, like, I guess they had it ready to go, but they also probably make those movies for 2 cents. Okay. Well, I just thought that was a weird mix of genres, and then the cast was interesting. So, yeah. I mean, people usually like his movies. His last movie didn't do as well. I think it was kind of too out there and long and random and wasn't as good as his other two. So we'll see what happens with the next one. The Oscars happened, I got 20 of 23 categories correct that I predicted, which is pretty good. The only ones I didn't get correct was I did not think Emma Stone was going to win, just because there was another actress that won the SAG Award. That usually means Screen Actors Guild. That usually means that they win because it's the actors voting for them, but Lily Gladstone did not win. Emma Stone won. I thought Maestro was going to win for makeup with his big fake nose. It did not. Poor Things won. And animated feature, The Boy and the Heron won and beat Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which I did not predict.
That video is so not good. I don't know what.
That was the only one that I was actually went, wow, really? That surprised me. I was not expecting that. Because I thought the night was pretty predictable. You know, things were winning. I was like, yeah, we knew that. Yep, okay. You know, and then that one was like, what? Okay. There is a great performance of I'm Just Ken, Ryan Gosling. Performed live, and it was a really good performance. Because all the people that are nominated for best song, the performers perform the song live. So yeah. They had all of them perform, and he was obviously the last one because that was like the big flashy one. They had that great performance. It was really good, and everyone felt very lively in that theater. And then right after he performed, they gave out the Oscar for the best original song, and What Was I Made For was the one that won directly after his really awesome performance. So I thought that was kind of funny. Oppenheimer won Best Picture. Boring. Christopher Nolan won Best Director. Cillian Murphy won Best Actor. Robert Downey Jr. won Best Supporting Actor. Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers, she won Supporting Actress. It was a crazy night. There was no one slapped anybody or, nothing.
Yeah, that's why nobody watched it.
It wasn't superbly interesting. Jimmy Kimmel was the host, and that was kind of boring. John Cena did a bit where he was naked for some reason. That people thought that was funny, I guess. Thought it was fine.
Yeah. Like, that's a shtick in a lot of movies. Like,
yeah. I mean, he was a wrestler. I mean, he's wearing trunks and stuff. It's not like crazy jump from that. So, yeah. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. winning, that's cool. I mean, that was his first Oscar. He was nominated 30 years ago. Christopher Nolan won his first Oscar. I wouldn't have picked that to win. I mean, I knew it was going to win, but I think that was one of my bottom in the category. Trying to think if there was anything else that kind of surprised me, or probably not. I don't know. Wes Anderson won that best short film for this thing he did on Netflix. So they made sure to give Wes Anderson a Oscar, even though I don't really like Wes Anderson. And he wasn't even there.
Nice.
So just hilarious. Oh, Godzilla Minus One won best visual effects. That was another. That was one that was cool because it was, not like a straight from Hollywood movie. So yeah. That's cool. All right. So let's get back into nerdy superhero crap. Henry Cavill, the past couple weeks, there's been like rumors that, actually for years at this point, Henry Cavill and Ryan Gosling might join the MCU. I thought, let's flag this to talk about Henry Cavill. People immediately were like, oh, well, he should be like Captain Britain or whatever, which seems like the just kind of on the nose, goofy choice. But the fan favorite seems to be online that Henry Cavill would their choice would be Cyclops. And I would say that's a pretty good choice. As Cyclops many times has led the X-Men. I think he would look pretty good as Cyclops. I think that would be a good choice, actually. It's better than people are like Doctor Doom or Captain Britain. And it's like, I think actually Cyclops.
I mean, I think Doctor Doom wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. I don't really want him to be a villain, though.
Because I thought more villains, honestly. I also thought Sabretooth came to mind, but he's also a boring villain.
Yeah. But I mean, if they're trying to get X-Men up and running, new people, people would probably like Henry Cavill. I mean, and I could see him leading as Cyclops. Not a bad choice in my mind. Sabretooth. No one said Sabretooth. I've never heard anyone say that for him, but
there's, what do you mean? He's like a big guy, and
people were probably thinking something more along the Superman lines. Sentry was one. Someone else,
pretty boy, the leader type. He can,
We'll see.
He was a villain in whatchamacallit, Mission Impossible, and he was a good one. That was like one of the better ones.
I mean, he was a villain, but he kind of,
he was like both. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, with his goofy mustache. doing his shotgun arms or whatever, which people think is super cool. Apparently,
it is super cool.
Yeah, so cool. All right, and then the other one was Ryan Gosling, and the rumored one for him was Ghost Rider.
Oh yeah, I have heard that one several times.
Well, I just think it's because
Ghost Rider is just lame. Fortunately, I think
Ghost Rider is cool, actually. I think honestly, more recently, people have been getting into the Robbie Reyes version of Ghost Rider instead of the Johnny Blaze version.
Like I said, I don't think he works off screen. He works in comics. I don't think you should do him live.
I think they just saw the movie Drive, you know, where he's wearing that jacket and stuff, and then that's why they're thinking Ghost Rider. But I think I would rather have him as something else. And I also don't think he would sign up for like a whole bunch of movies, so they'd probably have to pick something else for him. I don't think they would pick something that's going to be around a lot. And I don't see them making any Ghost Rider by themselves movies anymore. So,
well, I don't think they really are. I don't know if I'm wrong about this, but I don't think they're really signing people up for like 20 movies anymore.
Character that people would be like, hey, when are we going to see them again? If they did end up, because the rumor that they might have thought about making a Midnight Suns movie, then you could have Ghost Rider in that for a short time. But that would be the Robbie Reyes one, so that wouldn't make sense for Ryan Gosling. So, I don't know. We'll see. But I just thought those were two names that did pique my interest, and I've seen them talk. They've been talking about, you know, people joining. Both of those people are good. So,
yeah, I like both of them, so I wouldn't say no. But.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all my news that I have. I've been kind of stockpiling some news. All right. On the trailer train here, got two trailers. Let's talk about Inside Out 2 first. What'd you think?
And it looks like a growing up movie like the first one. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the first one. This just looks like more of the same, except worse to me. So, nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, but I'm sure this appeals to someone.
I think it looks pretty good. I laughed a couple times at the trailer. There's obviously more to it, because that's what Pixar does. It doesn't, give you the whole shtick before you see the movie. So we'll see. But I mean, I thought the first one was really good. The first one's one of the best Pixar movies, I think. But there are people that feel the way that you do that weren't big fans of the first movie. I mean, I think that's kind of crazy, but you know, everyone has opinions, right?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like even if I was like a young boy watching that, I'd still think it was, I'd be like, yeah, nah, back to Power Ranger.
Yeah, I can understand that too. I mean, Power Rangers rock. All right. And then the other one was Fallout.
Yeah, I mean, we got a
full trailer.
This looks great. I mean, I think they kind of nailed it.
They put a song that from the games that people actually know. So that's what they should have done immediately. But
that really helped.
That definitely helped, for sure. I'm still skeptical about this show, but I feel like.
I feel like I already know the story. Like, so they show the one guy with his daughter, and they're running from like the bomb, and they're going to a shelter.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the daughter is going to be the main character who they keep showing from the vault is her daughter. Because he's like a ghoul, right?
Oh, she's going to be like a descendant, like a great granddaughter or
either that or they froze them. Lots of them, they froze. I don't know if that's what they did. But.
No, I don't think it's going to be like four. I think it's going to be like, it could be a descendant. Like he saved her, put her
I
in
feel
the
like
wall,
they're going to be related in some way.
In some way, but not like, I don't think they're going to be like grandkid, but I think, I could see that. Okay, that's a good point. I mean, obviously they're going to show before the bombs drop and they're going to show after.
And I feel like easily before the bombs drop, that's like a whole episode in itself.
I think they're going to flashback to when she's in the vault during the show. That would be my guess. And then they'll probably have like one episode with what happened and leaving the vault and one episode before. I mean, I'm down. I mean, Fallout is like one of my favorite games, if not my favorite game. New Vegas anyway. And this is in the desert in the West, so this is California.
I mean, it looks like they nailed everything. Like the Brotherhood of Steel looks great.
Brotherhood of Steel looks good. The power armor and stuff. Yep.
They picked the perfect actor, I feel like, to play the ghoul guy. I really like him. He's in the Westerns all the time. Perfect choice. I mean, it would really have to, like, just have horrible writing for me not to like it. But from what I've seen, even if it's like average writing, I still think I'm going to enjoy it just because it's in that Fallout setting.
Yeah. Jonathan Nolan, Christopher Nolan's brother, he did Westworld was the last thing. And people liked Westworld and then they hated Westworld. So let's hope it's
like an original thing, right? Or is that a book?
Westworld is a book. And then they did a movie in the 70s, I want to say. And then this was like a reboot version of it.
From what I'm told, they've been like working on it together with like Bethesda and stuff. Like, it's not just like just him. So.
Oh, yeah. The guy, what's his name? Todd, whatever. Yeah, Howard is an executive producer with him.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So. Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's going to be good, but I mean, they made Fallout. They've continued to do stuff for Fallout 76, and that game sucks. So, I mean,
Yeah. Well, so if you want to compare it to other stuff that's on Prime, like Lord of the Rings, they're not working with anybody, and they kind of tried to did their own thing, and lots of people didn't like it, and they didn't stick to the books. I think they just stick to the games, and they get the feel and everything. Don't stray from it. Don't do Master Chief and take off his helmet in the first episode. You'll be fine. I think
the show's got it.
Is that the people's problem with Halo? Is that they take his helmet off?
Yeah, Master Chief is like, no, he's never taken his helmet off. No, he's ever seen his face in over five games. And then the first episode, he doesn't even, I guess in this newest season, he doesn't even have his suit. So he's just a regular dude. So it's like, why are we even watching them?
But I just think it's funny that that's the problem. He takes his helmet.
I mean, I've heard it's also horrible writing, and it's not even really about Master Chief. It's about some lady or something. So,
I didn't care about. I don't really care about Master Chief. I know people love Master Chief for some reason.
I don't care either. But I mean, if you're gonna make a show of Halo and you're gonna have Master Chief in it, you gotta do it right. And you just, that was the one way to do it wrong. So.
Oh well, shucks for a show I'm never gonna watch. All right. Yeah, well, we'll see about Fallout. I mean, I'm excited. Obviously, we don't have much time to wait. It's coming out in April, so we'll see.
Oh yeah.
See what happens when it happens. All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we get into the old review here?
No, I guess other than that, on the Fallout thing, is there, you know, they finally gotten around to all the things, you know, when we were kids, and now they're getting into all the games. Like, everyone's just like, we've run out of ideas, got to get the games going into live action stuff. And I don't know, I feel like I'm eating pretty good with the content, as long as I don't mess it up. Most of the time they mess it up, but...
Yeah, honestly, that's my problem, is a lot of the stuff from when I was a kid that they've brought back or whatever. Well, first of all, lots of the stuff from when we were kids, a lot of those people are messed up, like kid actors, whatever.
Yeah, they're having like a documentary of it or something on Netflix or something.
It's like all these people don't want to come back, or, you know, are freaking traumatized or abusers or whatever. So I mean Amanda Bynes was so screwed up, as she's never come back. She's tried to make a comeback, but she, you know, has had problems, and like, you know, never gonna get a Drake and Josh. We had an iCarly reboot that blew and then didn't even have one of the main people because she was so traumatized from being on Nickelodeon. I mean, I never watched that Zoe 102. There was a Good Burger movie I didn't watch. I mean, there's things that are
just games. Then.
Yeah. I mean, there's things that, I mean, and even the games. Yeah. Like you said, Halo apparently sucks. I mean,
I was thinking more Avatar. This was like very mid show.
Yeah. Even a Mario movie they didn't really hit, which should have been an easy win.
Yeah.
They didn't even do live action. They didn't animate it. So how do you not just destroy that?
Yeah.
It still made $1 billion or whatever, but.
Yeah, I would argue that movie was going to make $1 billion regardless, unless they like really messed it up.
I mean, but... Star Wars is screwed up. They've even started screwing up Marvel movies. I mean,
yeah. There are a few bright spots, mostly with games, but
yeah. Well, I mean, you do like video games. I mean, you like The Last of Us. I never played the game because don't have PlayStation, and never watched the show because of that. I'm glad that was good.
The first season was good, which the first game was good, but I'm so season two. It was controversial when the game came out. If they're redoing it, essentially, which I don't know why they would, because that's what they did with the first season.
I mean, they did some new stuff. Maybe they could fix it or do something slightly different.
They did
different.
One new episode that essentially had nothing to do with the story.
That's the one that like won Emmys and stuff that people liked a lot.
The episode was good. Don't get me wrong.
So maybe they could do that.
I just don't think one episode will fix what they change. Well, I mean, it's very controversial.
If they do one episode and they fit and change that thing that happened, oh, people might like that.
Well, if they do that, then they change the whole story. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
so we'll see what happens.
I mean, it's not.
If they do, I'll like it a lot more. Same.
I mean, I think everyone will. I think they have the chance to literally do something that would truly make people happy.
The thing is, like, it's so right down the middle, half and half on that. Like, there's some people who like that for whatever crazy reason.
Oh, no. They're trying to go, it's okay. This is still the best game ever. We love it. There's people that, you know, want to pretend everything is great. People wanted to act like Tenet was a great movie. So they just like Christopher Nolan. It's okay. If something can be bad. You go. We'll see. Exactly. We'll see. I mean, fingers crossed for you. I mean, I don't really care, but
I don't think they're going to change it because they're working with the guy who made it. I don't know why they would change it. So
maybe they could say, hey, you did a crap job. We got to fix it for you and you can help me fix it. We'll see. Whatever. I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah. All
right. So this week we're talking about Kung Fu Panda 4, which is not something I was thinking that was going to happen. Not a world that I thought needed more.
I don't know why
more.
You say that. I mean, there's Shrek 12,000. Why would there not be a...
But Shrek, like, literally started it all. I mean, Shrek 1.
I mean, we're on Despicable 1000.
Well, they made those, like... Immediately, there wasn't even like a break. The last Kung Fu Panda movie came out 8 years ago. And then before that, the second one came out before the third one, 5 years prior. So, I mean, they weren't cooking those, you know, immediately.
I hear you.
Just saying, I don't think anyone was clamoring for a fourth one.
I mean, I don't think anyone clamors for a fourth one of any of these movies, so...
I mean, I'm going to watch it because I do like Kung Fu Panda and I like Jack Black, so...
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't have watched it if we weren't reviewing it, so...
Yeah. So, you loved it? That's what I'm hearing.
No, I didn't love it, no.
I mean, I thought it was
decent. I have, like, chuckled... Like here and there.
I did laugh a couple times. I did.
Maybe like just a smile. But
yeah.
I mean, what ruins it for me is like Awkwafina must have like signed up with the government to make a law that she has to be in every animated movie ever or something. Because she's required by law to be in all of them now. And it's just like, why?
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting when there's something kind of Asian related, they go, well, gotta get Awkwafina. She was in Raya the Last Dragon
she had to be in Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
She had to be the seagull for some reason.
That's right. She was. And then she was just in Migration where she played another bird. You know, you need to find more. She should have been a bird in this. I don't know.
There's no way she's not going to be. They said they're not remaking, but they're making a second. What's the animal one? Where there's
Utopia.
Like this glow DMV. Yeah. She's going to be in that.
She's going to be a bird, though, because we need to get back to the bird universe of Awkwafina.
Yeah.
She's a bird of Migration. She was in Storks as a voice, as a bird in Little Mermaid. So missed her chance to be another bird in this. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Awkwafina's fine. I mean, that doesn't get me jazzed. I will say that. I mean, the Furious Five were like not in this movie. Guess they didn't want to pay Angelina Jolie or Jackie Chan
for sure.
or
I don't know if they were in the last one, to be honest.
They were. Yeah.
I feel like three of them.
They're not in them a lot, but they're okay. In them.
I was going to say they probably have like Tigress in it or something, and the other ones are just standing there.
It doesn't matter. They're there. This one, they're not in it at all. And
they're in it at the end. They say nothing.
I think Seth Rogen like makes some noises. I think he's in the cast list because I think he did some noises. We're like, you know, whatever. I think Jackie Chan worked with Awkwafina on Jumanji, I guess. I guess that's the reasoning. I don't know. She's in the second Jumanji. She's one of the characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why she's in the movie. I'm sure Jack Black has a lot of control on these movies. I doubt
that's true. That's very true.
I doubt they win. You're making another one of these. Here you go. You know, I'm sure he was like, okay. And read the script and stuff. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie. I thought the villain was pretty decent. You got Viola Davis as a lizard. Oh, sorry, not a lizard. She is a lizard. I mean, chameleon.
They didn't even give her a name. She's just the chameleon.
The second and the third one. The third one, it's J.K. Simmons, and his name is Kai.
Well, he has a name.
Yeah, but like, does that matter?
The first one is Tai Lung or whatever.
Tai Lung is the only one that's memorable. To be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that was the only good movie. I mean, the rest are all pretty mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Bryan Cranston comes in as his dad in the third one, and they have Bryan Cranston and, oh my gosh, the one old guy. I mean, he's actually really old now. He's in Everything Everywhere All at Once, and he's also in Balls of Fury. Remember that? Yep. Great. James Hong, who's born in 1929, so he's 95 years old now.
Wow.
He does a good voice in this. So they had the two of them being his co-dads there, going after them. They gave
honestly,
them more
I thought that was the worst part of the movie.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Even know why they had him in it. It was just like, we needed a help, except they didn't really do anything the whole time, so...
Yeah. And K. Hui Kwan, because you gotta have him in it, because, you know, the guy, Short Round, he's the...
He's the turtle. Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
You know,
you
gotta have him in it.
Because
he's hot right now. An Oscar winner. I don't know.
Any spoilers I want to talk about in this. There's just nothing.
There is no really any. I mean, there's not really any twists, really.
Nope.
At least not that, like, matter. There was one twist. There is a big twist, but it's not really a twist that matters in the grand scheme of things. And also, you saw what the plot basically is from the trailer, and they bring them back, the other villains. The one from the second one, one from the third one, which was Gary Oldman and J.K. Simmons, but they don't talk, so they didn't have to pay for those guys to come back. They just basically paid Ian McShane to come back, who, of the three of those, is definitely the cheapest one to bring back.
Yeah.
Two of them are Ian McShane.
I would have rather had him just come back as a villain again. I think that would have been a better movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's dead, but yeah, I can see what you mean. I mean, it was awesome. He's good, and that character is good, Tai Lung, but then they kind of just did whatever they wanted with him. Didn't seem like what his character would actually be. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it was cool. I mean, the character is cool, but I don't know. I feel like I'm not saying anything, but I feel like I had a good time. It was just the ending that was kind of goofy But it was kind of, you kind of knew where it was going the whole time. I mean, it was just kind of like a road trip movie with some, you know, scenes that were just made for jokes and stuff. I mean, I thought the fighting was decent and fun. I mean, only like Jack Black can kind of get away with movies like this where it's just sheer his charisma. And I mean, he sells this to the moon. I mean, he's doing all the publicity for this movie. I mean, I don't know if there was somebody else they could have gotten to make this more interesting of a movie. I don't think Awkwafina gets anybody, you know, doesn't cram them into the theater.
Yeah, so. I think this was just an average script. I don't, you know, somebody could have thought of this in a night. It was nothing special. And I mean, it reflects in the movie. Paint by the numbers, Kung Fu Panda movie. No, nothing. It's just a Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah. Oh, Dustin Hoffman came back as Shifu. I mean, that's cool. I haven't seen Dustin Hoffman do any movies recently, but he's also older, so. But I don't think that's the reason. I don't know. I thought it was fine. I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I did. I guess I don't have as much to say about it as I thought I did. But
yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Do you want to do a rating here?
5.
Oh, I don't know. I go 5.
It was average. There was nothing.
I mean, I think I had a good time. It was an hour and a half. It went by fast. I didn't this is over yet. I didn't check my phone a bunch. I mean, I enjoyed it.
I mean, that was a short movie.
Yeah, but even short movies I'll check sometimes if I'm bored. I thought it moved good. I thought it was funny enough. I liked the characters. I liked hanging out with these characters more. I like the world that they're in. There was gags that they did a couple times that I thought were funny. And I think I like them just being in the, like, near the palace and stuff more than them going on their little adventure. I just think the banter between him and Shifu is funny and stuff like that. I mean, that's also goes back to just the first movie, so that's probably why I liked it. Basically anything kind of harkening back to the first movie I liked, and the newer stuff I was okay about. So I'm going to give it a 7. It's maybe a little less, maybe a 6.5, 7. But I think my first thought was 7. It was fine. I think, you know, you probably don't have to see it in the theater. Maybe see it on like a discount day or something, or a matinee or something. Watch it on streaming if you don't care that much. I mean, if you like the other ones, I think you'll be fine with it.
I wouldn't even recommend it unless you have kids.
Yeah.
Or you really like Jack Black.
Yeah. Tenacious D did a cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time over the credits.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was fine.
And like you said, they have to sell the movie, right? So
I don't know why it's not in the movie. It's just on the credits, but, you know, whatever. All right, so Andrew thinks pretty much skip it. I would say probably see it. You could just stream it when it comes out. I don't know.
If I streamed this movie, I wouldn't finish it. Oh. I'd watch 30 minutes, and I would have just turned it off.
Well, it'll be on Peacock. I mean, you can stream it if you want to. Or not. It doesn't really matter to me.
Just watch the first one again.
First one's good. First one's really good.
Yeah.
That's like a really good kids movie, actually. So,
yeah.
Skadoosh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, wham.
Yeah. That was great. It's like she was in the room.
Yeah.
Cool.
All righty then. I guess that wraps up our episode for this week. We'll see you guys on the next one. Until then,
this has been the Daniel and Andrew Show.